After marathon closing arguments, the fate of accounting firm Arthur Andersen is now in the hands of a federal jury in Houston, which begins its deliberations today. The jury's charge is to determine whether Andersen corruptly and intentionally withheld or destroyed documents to keep them out of the hands of federal investigators. Specifically, the accounting firm is accused of obstructing an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission last fall by destroying thousands of records related to its audits of failed energy trader Enron, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Closing arguments took 8 hours, and they began with Assistant U.S. Attorney Sam Buell, who said Andersen had failed to protect investors. He painted a picture of a scrambling and calculating Andersen. Scrambling because the accounting firm had to deal with the questionable accounting that drove Enron into the country's largest bankruptcy. Calculating, said Buell, because Andersen destroyed records and wiped out emails in an effort to prepare for battle. He called it girding up for the Enron wars, lawsuits, and federal investigations likely to come as a result of Enron's financial woes. Buell said the driving force behind Andersen's destruction efforts was the accounting firm's legal department, particularly attorney Nancy Temple, who had emailed top officials the firm's document retention policy. It was a move the government said led to massive shredding and a step Andersen took because of its experience in past accounting scandals. Another wrong step could lead to Andersen losing its license to conduct public audits. Andersen's lead attorney, Rusty Hardin, took more than 4 hours in his defense of the accounting firm. He said the government rushed to indict Andersen and had failed to prove its case. He defended Andersen attorney, Nancy Temple. He said the accounting firm's employees had been concerned about preserving documents, not destroying them. Hardin said the document retention policy allowed people to put their work files in order and to throw out extraneous drafts and memos. Outside the courtroom, Hardin said it's now all up to the jury.
We got our day in court, and Arthur Andersen has said all along, we want the public to know who we are and that we're not the kind of company the government has said. And I think we've established that.
Hardin also argued that despite a guilty plea from the former lead auditor on the Enron account, David Duncan really did nothing wrong. Duncan, considered the government's prime witness, testified for a number of days. While admitting he obstructed justice, Duncan said he only decided he had committed a crime after much soul-searching and meeting with government prosecutors. Hardin said Duncan pleaded guilty because of pressure from the government. It was an accusation that prosecutor Andrew Weissman denied. Weissman argued that even Andersen believed Duncan was guilty. He said Andersen executive C.E. Andrews made that clear when he testified before a congressional committee in January, shortly after Duncan was fired. Last night, Andrews said prosecutors misrepresented what he said.
Certainly didn't say that David Duncan committed a crime. And I certainly, no one in our organization would be qualified to make that statement.
Judge Melinda Harmon instructed the jury that even though David Duncan pleaded guilty, that's not evidence of Andersen's guilt. But the law also says a partnership is liable for the criminal acts of even one employee if he or she was acting in an official capacity. If convicted, Andersen could face large fines and be barred from auditing public companies. Defense lawyers say the indictment already destroyed the firm and that this trial has been about defending Andersen's reputation. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.